This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ our Lord. And may I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do sit down. It's very hard for us to read this passage from John today and for it to have the impact which it must have had for those first disciples to have been with Jesus and to have seen the things that he did and to have listened to his teaching. It must have been quite remarkable, and yet he's just told them that he's going to leave them. And they must have been in a state of confusion after chapter 13 as we've got it. They're left in chapter 14 feeling just terribly confused about the future and fearful and afraid. It's hard for me to read this passage and look at it afresh because, of course, it's always used at funeral services. Well, not always, but invariably, John chapter 14 is used at funeral services, normally verses 1 to 6. Sometimes people get verses 1 to 6 and they tag on verse 27. I don't really like that when you get a little bit of scripture and then you cut bits out and you make it into a little passage that you quite like. It happens a lot in the Revised Common Lectionary. They say such and such a reading will have verses 1 to 2b and then verses 4a to 6b. And then, and it's kind of making it fit the way that you like it to sound. It sounds a bit artificial. Today we're lucky because we've got verses 1 to 14 in its entirety. And of course, if I find it difficult to look at it afresh, I imagine, Mike, you must find it incredibly difficult because you listen to it every day about perhaps half a dozen times.
I thought I was in the wrong place.
Yes. You thought you were straight back there at the crematorium. Yes. Mike listens to it all day. It must be very difficult to be fresh. It takes a very special person to be a crematorium organist and to work at a crematorium all of your life. And to hear all the words which are said, and very, very difficult. And yet Mike does it with great freshness and devotion. He spoke to me after a service this week, and he said, I've got a little joke. I think you've perhaps got to have a sense of humour to work in a crematorium. And I said, oh, right. He said, yes. And it was about an old lady who was in her 80s, and she met a friend, and the friend was talking to her, and she said, I've been married 4 times. And the friend said, oh, 4 times? She goes, yes, I've had 4 different husbands. Number one was a banker. Number two was a circus ringmaster. Number three was a clergyman. And the fourth I'm married to now is a funeral director. She said, my goodness me, 4 incredibly different professions. How did that come about? And she said, well, it was 1 for the money, 2 for the show, 3 to get ready... So it's quite a funny one, that, Mike. It's not all of his jokes are repeatable, nor mine. But thank you very much indeed, Mike, and thank you to you and for Penny for the flowers this morning, which you've given to us in celebration of 4 years of marriage. And I cannot believe that it was 4 years ago that you were married here. So congratulations to you both, and may you have many more to come. So here are the disciples then, in the face of death. And a very difficult place to be, and stricken with fear. And Jesus comes out with these very familiar words, do not be afraid, do not be worried, you have nothing to worry about. And he wants to console his disciples, and he wants to give them hope for the future. But the reading is much, much more than just one of consolation and don't worry, it'll be all right. If we cut it off at this first few verses, it would be just comforting. God's got a house for you. Jesus is getting it ready even now, and you'll be safe with God at the end. But it goes on. Jesus is giving them this comfort to prepare them for the task which they must now take on. He doesn't want them to be huddled in a room, kind of consoling one another when he dies. He wants them to be energized to go out and to do his work. I was struck last week, Sam was preaching to us about the shepherd imagery of Jesus. The shepherd being one who doesn't just want to gather us into the sheepfold and protect us, but Sam gave us that image of the shepherd leading the sheep out. It's not just about comforting and protecting. It's about leading the sheep into fresh pastures. So it's meant to be an inspirational passage this morning, and not just a passage of consolation. If the teaching of the disciples is to mean anything, it has to empower them to go and live lives of service and commitment. And that's what this passage is about this morning. Have faith in him, believe in him. And if you believe in him, and this is really the crux of the passage, I think, in so many ways. Again, the bit that we often so often leave out. Jesus says, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these. That's what this passage is about, enabling us to serve Christ effectively in the world before we get upstairs. That's the meaning. The closeness of trust which Jesus has established with his disciples should enable them to have faith that all will be well for the future, and therefore they can go out and serve him. And we've got a wonderful example of that service. We can look at it in the first reading from Acts, where Stephen shows an absolutely amazing amount of faith. Stephen, first Christian martyr. And when you look at the life of Stephen and his death, you see so much of what Jesus is encouraging disciples to do and to be. When you look at the manner of his death, there's so much that's just like Jesus, both full of the Holy Spirit, both of them looking into heaven, both of them stripped of their garments at death, both of them praying for forgiveness for those people who've killed them. I mean, it's a wonderful, Stephen on his knees, you know, he's been dragged by the leaders, just like Christ, to be stoned, falls on his knees and cries out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. What a wonderful example of the words of Jesus calling his believers to do even greater things than he has done. And you often think, oh, greater things than Jesus, that means we've got to raise the dead and blah, 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 blah. No, we haven't got to raise the dead. But we are called to take up those lives of service which Christ's life inspires us to do. When Jesus washes the disciples' feet and gives us an encouragement to lead lives of service and commitment and devotion to others. When he calls us to go out and call disciples from all people. Acts of real courage, such as we've seen in the life of Stephen. So this morning, be encouraged, be consoled, fear not, there is no need for that fear. But having established that we are not a quivering people, but a bold, courageous people, let's go out led by our shepherd to serve him in the world and to accomplish great things for Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit of Christ. Amen.